Its runways handle more than 75 fighter jets. Its decks hold 5,000 sailors. And Wednesday, USS Gerald Ford, the biggest aircraft carrier in the world, arrived in the Caribbean. It's the most dramatic escalation yet in what the White House calls a military campaign against suspected drug runners. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
It is going to continue, and the president has made it very clear he's not going to allow terrorists to bring illegal drugs that kill American citizens into our great country.
With that justification, the U.S. has launched airstrikes against at least 20 vessels off the Caribbean and Pacific coasts of South America, killing at least 76 people since September. But Washington has provided little evidence that the targets actually carried drugs, prompting a growing international backlash.
Given that those military operations are not compliant with international law.
From the French foreign minister meeting G7 counterparts in Ontario and from British intelligence agencies, which have cut off their cooperation with the U.S.